Hello, hello again. A wonderful day it has been. Wow, that rhymed, and I didn't plan it for it too, but okay. We'll roll with that. I had a nice day today because it was raining, and that's something that we don't get out here in the high desert. Back in the day, it was a lot of fun. We'd have these clouds and everything that would come through, and you'd be like, oh, wow, it's raining. It's nice. And next thing you know, we're talking like late 80s, early 90s. You'd hear the crack of the thunder. It would be loud. And it would be insane. And then all of a sudden the lightning flash across the sky and then it would hit the ground somewhere. It was so cool. And the neatest thing about that back then was Edison wasn't up here in the high desert. They were down the hill. So when we lost power, they would have to drive from down the hill up here to the high desert just to get our power back on. So sometimes we'd lose power intermittently, and then other times we'd lose power for 4 to 5 hours on our street. We'd have no power at all. And we'd have to walk around with candlelight and everything, and flashlights. What a wonderful thing that was. Just like, the power's out, so what do we do? You know, we'll tell ghost stories or something, you know? it was fun. They don't have that anymore nowadays. Everything's all electronic, and it's completely different today. You lose power, and power will be out for 15 minutes, and boom, you're right back on. I mean, I'm not complaining. I do miss the old times where you actually have no power with nothing to do. And just kind of sit around the house and play board games with candlelight. That was a lot of fun. You know, you got to find something to do because you lost the telly. And you lost everything else. No power to do anything else. All you could do is read a book by candlelight or play board games or go to bed. And that was it. Or just sit there and watch the light in the dark, dark neighborhood. That was a lot of fun. We don't have that anymore nowadays. Everything's changed. It's quite something.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency.
It's kind of interesting to bring up. My mother had long passed. It's been about 20 years now, total, since she passed. And back when she was alive and she was here, she really loved the lightning and the thunder. I don't know. So far, I've actually grown to love the lightning and thunder. And back in those early 90s and late 90s, here in the desert where I live, we'd have these tropical El Nino storms that come through, I guess, from the south. And, oh my God, they'd be striking left and right. It was so, so intense. And we don't get them no more at all. And we do, but it's very far few between. And it's like, it becomes a special day here in the desert when it's like raining and thunder lightning. It's like, oh my God, wow. We have rain. But back when I was a kid, we'd be out there playing around and everything. And all of a sudden, the storm would start to come in. And it would be like downpour just within seconds. As soon as the thunder would crack, you know, you'd hear the thunder first. And then you'd see the lightning second. And then third, here came the rain. It was just like downpour. And then after that, it was like all hell broke loose. Constant freaking havoc. And I remember when I was a kid, we had a stratus cumulus cloud right, I believe that's what it's called, right up above our house. And oh my God, that thing cracked so loud. It was like terrifyingly loud. And it, I mean, you could hear it. It was just like a whip crack almost. I don't even know how to describe it. It was just so loud, and you could feel it through your chest and everything. And I was a little tyke. I was probably, you know, who knows, maybe 4, 5, 6. And I'm playing out in the yard, and my mom comes out. She's like, wow, look at that. And she loved being scared. She was always into the scary movies and stuff. Not me. No. I don't like scary movies. I don't like horror stuff. No. I have enough of that in my own life. I don't need any more of it. Thank you very much. And what's really something about that is, like, she'd come out and she's like, hey, you know, Christian?
Yeah?
I'm out there playing in the, you know, yard and metal everywhere and everything. She's like, I wouldn't be touching the metal if I was you. And I'm like, why? And just as I'm, like, crawling around out there on the swing set and all that stuff, and the thunder cracked loud. As soon as I reached up, put my hand on the metal, she just got done saying that. And I was like, because that thing cracked so, so loud, and then lightning struck across the sky. I'm like, ah! Take off running. Take off running underneath the porch, and she's laughing and laughing at me for that. And I'm like, oh my God. I was so terrified of the thunder back then when I was a kid. Now, the thunder happens and the loud cracking and everything. I'm just like, oh, can it be bigger? Is it going to be stronger? Oh, please just crack really loud. Like, I'm just begging for it to crack. And it was really, really something. Back another time, my father and my sister decided that we were going to go to the Rainbow Gathering, which is really a cool thing. What an experience. I wish I could have my kids experience that. And it's a Native American get-together, and for like several days it went on. It was a big old camp deal where we camped out and everything, and did the Western Shoshone way and everything up there, northern Nevada. And the place that we went to was called Battle Mountain. And I'm you know, being a little kid, I'm not 100% particular sure what exactly was going on back then. I just, you know, I knew my sister was a part of something, and I believe that was called Shonda High Network. You know, no nukes, or something like that. Hey, whatever. Cool. I'm glad she did it. Not me. Not my scene, I don't think. But going there and experiencing that was really, really cool, because, like, they had this huge drum circle, and like their whole main thing was to beat on the drums day in, day out. Those drums, we were way up in the distance in the valley, away from any civilization. I swear to God, it was like 30, 40, 50 miles to get to civilization at some point. And we're out there, and they have this big, huge drum circle of all these different types of drums and everything. So many different cultures, so many different people. It was one hell of an experience to experience as a little one. And they're all beating on the drums, just boom, 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 just nonstop beating on the drums, which is kind of like sacred to me of the Interstellar Frequency show, you know, the theme song, because of that whole drum experience. If you listen clearly and carefully, you'll hear that drum in the song. Mostly the song is always at the end of the show. Every now and then, it's in the beginning of the show, depending on those special occasions. And, of course, you've heard it at the beginning of this show because it's a special occasion to me. And if you listen very carefully, you'll hear that every now and then. And that's the drum beats of them sitting around the circle at the Rainbow Gathering and banging on the drums to bring the rain. It was basically the rain dance, per se, in the Native American culture. And I remember we were out there, like, and my dad's like, "Christian, come on, we gotta go over to the Rainbow Circle, man. We gotta beat on the drums." I'm like, "I don't know, Dad, I'm not so sure I want it to rain." Because there's a saying with my father is anytime he ever actually beat it on the drums, it would always rain all the time. And it may not rain right then and there, but it would be definitely raining later. Within about 3 days, usually, it would take. Depending on how hard he'd beat on the drums, I guess. I don't know. You know, hey, it's just my experience. So it is what it is and what I've seen. And some of you that know my father would be like, "Oh, yeah, yep. I know it." And they know exactly what I'm talking about. Those of you that don't know, that's what would happen. And there was no rain for several days, and we kept dropping by the drum circle and everything like that. And they would not allow just anybody to jump in the drum circle and start drumming. It was like you had to be invited or something. It was like a sacred thing. And I don't know how my father swinged it, but he did. And he's like, "If you guys want it to rain, you better let me drum." And that's exactly what we did. I was a little kid, and I remember this like it was yesterday. Finally, days went by. He talked to a couple people, and they said, "Okay, yeah, you can drum." And they laughed and laughed and laughed because, you know, we're not really accepted among the Native American culture. I understand. That sucks. That was a long time ago. Wasn't my ancestors. I was running from, you know, Germany. So, at least my ancestors were running from, you know, the crazy Nazi person. Anyhow, so, yeah, we get in the drum circle, and he sits down, and he starts drumming on the drums. Boom, 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 boom. And going to town, and there's a whole bunch of people. There's like 30 people in this drum circle. And then somebody's handing me a drum with my father. And he's like, "Here, you need a drum too." Okay. So I'm going to town drumming too, just with your fingers and with some kind of bear skin or skin that was on the drum thing. It was handmade. It wasn't like a regular drum set or anything. And it was so cool. And my dad looks at me, he's like, "Christian, you ready?" I'm like, "Ready for what?" He goes, "For it to rain." I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's hot. Let's have it rain." He goes, "Okay." Boom, 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 boom. We're drumming. Not even 20 minutes into the drum, the clouds came out of nowhere. Mind you, this sky was 100% clear blue sky. Clear blue sky. No ands, ifs, buts. I mean, there was not a cloud in sight at all. And all of a sudden, there it goes. The clouds start to form really fast. And then it gets, the temperature drops really fast. And the next thing you know, it starts to sprinkle. And the next thing you know, it becomes a downpour flood. And everybody's, the drum circle just zoom and stopped. Everybody just completely stopped. And then everybody's taking off running for cover because now we are getting soaking wet from the rain. It was the most coolest experience of my life. And you cannot fake this. This is, I mean, if I'm turning around and lying about this, oh my God, really? What an imaginative story this is. No, this is what I experienced as a little kid. And watching that happen, and it starts to settle down with the rain after, you know, several hours goes by, and everybody's kind of just like happy as hell. So many Native American people were so happy with that. And there was some kind of like notoriety that kind of happened. I'm too young and I can care less. But you know, I'm a kid, so all I can care about is having fun. And like, ooh, there's a rock. Let me chase it. No, not a rock. But you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the attention span of a little kid is like nothing. And so I talked to my dad and I'm like, hey, let's go walk through the forest. And, you know, it started to just kind of sprinkle a little bit, not too much. And there was a lot of cloud cover. He goes, okay, come on. So we go out there. And I don't know, he found this stick, staff-looking like thing. I swear to God it would be like Gandalf's stick from Lord of the Rings or something. And we're out there walking around. And nobody else is around. It's just me and him. And he's like, Christian, you see that log right there? And it was a tree that had fell over. And what was really crazy about the fact was, I guess the way the tree was laying, my dad's like, Christian, I got to break this branch. You know, it's a huge, huge branch. It wasn't like little bitty thing, right? It was a big branch. And I'm like, okay, how are you going to break this? He goes, you see this staff right here? Then my walking stick? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I'm going to break it with this. I'm like, okay. Now, mind you, we're in the mystical land of, like, you know, Never Never Land or something. Northern Nevada, Never Never Land. Okay, could I ever get back there? Probably not. I don't ever think I'll ever find it. I mean, it was like, it was insane to get there. Okay, we followed tornadoes or little dirt devils, excuse me. We followed dirt devils to get there, and it was just my father and I. And we tried to get directions. There was no markings. There were several trails that led off different directions. But supposedly, the only way you could make it there is if you were invited or somebody, you know, drove you in or, you know, led you in there. Well, apparently we got led in by, you know, dirt devils and spirits or something, if that. I don't know. You know, that's my father's gig. That's another story, another time. Not mine. He was the one driving. Mind you, I'm like 7. Okay? So I'm just watching and experiencing. Or younger than that. And so he says to me, he's like, all right, I'm going to crack this log with this staff. Do you believe me? I'm like,
well, yeah. I don't see why not. I mean, that'd be interesting.
Okay, here we go. He raves that whole entire thing over the top of his head. And he's like holding it like an axe. And then he comes down, he's like, screams on top of his lungs practically. And then just as the stick comes down and connects with the log, all of a sudden the thunder goes. Just explodes. And it wasn't even just that it was the log that exploded. It did. It cracked in half and separated from the big, huge, you know, broke down tree. It also, like, you know, the explosion was the crack of the thunder, which was truly amazing. I was like, wait, did I just see lightning? Was that lightning that just struck the log or something? Like, it was just synchronicity at its finest. And it was like, oh, okay. Let's not make Dad angry.
Zeus?
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. It was like, oh my God. Who is my father? The only thing that I wish that I could have had was a camera. A camera for that time and moment when that log was hit from the staff of the walking stick that my dad had, plus the thunder and the lightning that took place at that present moment. My eyes were probably popping out of my head as a little kid, because I wasn't even nowhere near him. I was, you know, a good, you know, 50 yards away, standing on a rock. He's like, just stand over there and watch this. I'm like, okay. So it's like, da, 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 you know, kind of just standing over there. It's way clear. And he does this because it was like on the side of a hill or something. And what an experience to witness that as a little kid. My eyes were just like, boing. And it went, okay. After that, I decided it'd be probably a good idea not to make Dad angry, because somehow I think lightning and thunder would happen. At least that's what I believed when I was a kid, you know, experiencing that. I want to bring something to light here that's very, very interesting, especially about Henry A. Ford. Henry A. Ford was born July 30th, 1863, in Michigan. I believe this is the right Henry Ford. I could be wrong. If I am, I'm sorry. Sorry, but not sorry. But it's neither here nor there. He was born July 30th, 1863. Died April 7th, 1947. In Dearborn, Michigan. What is truly remarkable and amazing behind this is the fact that Henry Ford, when he was born into candlelight at birth. And in 1947, when he had passed away that night, he actually passed away in a significant manner that was, Dearborn had experienced a thunderstorm, very, very bad thunderstorm that had came through the town and knocked out the electricity at the time. And as Henry's passing, he actually passed during candlelight when he went out. And that is really, really remarkable. Whether or not those are the correct dates, you know, don't trust the internet, because you get so many different internet stuff nowadays that you don't know which is which anymore. On the other hand, what's remarkable is the fact that he came in a candlelight and he passed away at candlelight. Henry Ford did. Now, when I was a kid, all those times when the thunderstorms used to hit the desert, for some apparent reason, the grid that my block was on my street, would knock out the power. And we'd have no power in the area. And God, what a wonderful thing that was. For some reason, we'd have power that was going perpendicular to us, of the street that was going east and west. And our street ran north and south. For some reason, the north and south location heading north, all that area was all loss of power, and everybody to the south heading east and west had power on that line, but our line was the end of the line. right at where I lived was the end of the power line. It didn't continue to connect to the other one at all. I don't know if it does nowadays or not. I'm kind of curious. I have to look at that. but for some reason, that grid was a really weak grid. And it would take hours. As soon as the power ever went out, because back in the day, we didn't have Southern California Edison up here. We had it up here in the high desert. But we didn't have a massive shop like we do today. Like, we have a metropolis, you know, shop, pretty much, that services nothing but this whole, you know, county that I live in, of the northern part of the county. And it's truly amazing, because now, you know, power goes out, you have 15 minutes max. That's it. That's all you got. Candlelight for 15 minutes. And if you're on one of those generator / solar panel / battery backup systems that most of everybody has on top of their roofs nowadays, I'm poor. I can't afford that. Otherwise, I would. You don't lose power if you're on that system. But like me, I'm still connected to the power grid. So if we lose power, that's it. You know, you're done for 15 minutes until they throw the switches again, and then you got power. That is what's really remarkable. And my kids will never get to experience that, the power outage for days, or, you know, a day, day and a half, and having no electricity and making sure you got to keep the icebox closed and keep all your food cold and everything. They don't get that. And yeah, it when we have that thunderstorm system, it's like, oh, thank you. And just now it flies by so damn fast. I wish we could just kind of like stop it for a little bit and let it hang around before it takes off. But that's okay, you know. It is what it is. And I'm pretty sure we're due for some serious stormy weather within the next year or so. We go through these year cycle spans. They usually last about 10 years here where I live. We'll get one set of massive storms one way, and then we'll get no storms whatsoever, and it's just dry, 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 and then it flood, 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 and then it snows, snows, snows. I mean, it's you don't know what day you're getting until you go outside and look, and you're like, oh yeah, it's one of those days today. Never mind what the weatherman says on TV, and never right, I noticed. But yeah, that's all I got for you. Until next time.
This is Interstellar Frequency. End of transmission.
StudioStargazer.org.
Yeah, I'm sorry that it's taking me a minute to get things done. That's what happens when you don't have much time. So bear with me on that. And also, I will change the ad one of these days. It'd be nice if I got more ads that they would allow me to record. But of course, I guess that comes with an audience. Who knows? But thanks for staying with me this long.